Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word, dynamite. Come on, y'all. Let's rock up.
Taking over your radio frequency. It's the Miss J in the Morning Show.
Hit me.
Miss J, Miss J, Miss J in the morning. Miss J, Miss J, Miss J in the morning.
Yeah. We always complaining about how bad stuff is for us. Complaining about a light bill. Hell. There's people that don't even got lights, you know. So I want to tell everybody listening, man, embrace your struggle. Because no matter what, man, true story, it could have been worse. Come on.
I was going through some changes in my life. Cussing and complaining every night. Telling God the way he's treating me. And how I don't deserve this. Then a voice from somewhere came to me and say, you got the audacity to fix your mouth to disrespect. How soon we forget.
Good morning to everyone who has called in. I'm so grateful for you all to start your day in the right way right here with Miss J and Miss J in the morning. Good morning to all of you on the West Coast. It's early, I know, but it feels so good. Those of you on the East Coast and beyond, it's a little bit later in the day, but I'm grateful for you too as well. Everyone who's listening on blogtalkradio.com live, also iartistradio.com live. Thank you so much for tuning in. Later on in today's show, we have the Ms. J area code check-in, your opportunity to rep your city. So go ahead and call in 714-816-4743, no matter where you are around the world. Now, please note long distance charges do apply if you are still paying for long distance on your phone. Those of you who are paying for long distance calls, we're going to pray for your deliverance. It's too many plans out there if you got free unlimited stuff. Let's release it. I know we want all these, you know, see, I always feel like going into these things, and I didn't even plan on talking about this. Y'all be pulling me. I feel it in my spirit. I love technology. Don't get me wrong. I love the gadgets. I love doing everything and having all these things, but be real with yourself. Most of us that have these $5 and $6 and sometimes $1,000 phones, $500 and $600 or $1,000 phones, even $300, even $200 phones, we truly don't even use like 60% or of the apps. Like we use maybe half of the apps and the functions that it has. We really do. Most of us who are getting these phones is for status or an image, not because we know how to use it and for function. Now, I know some jobs, some people are techies. They really want it. That's good for you. But I'm talking to those of you who are struggling to pay your phone bill, and you would not convert to an unlimited plan because you don't want that image of having a cheap carrier. I'm talking about Metro PCS, your dog and them, because you don't want a Metro phone. You don't want to go to Boost Mobile or Virgin Mobile or even go to T-Mobile or whatever wireless they have. It's okay. Why are you fighting and struggling to pay a phone bill to please people who gonna hate on you regardless? Okay, so you got the best phone. You got the new Samsung Galaxy 3. You got the new iPhone 5. You got all this, but you're struggling. You done called to make payment arrangements because you can only pay $50 on the bill. The bill is $200, and no matter if you go to Metro and pay $50 a month, you still get to talk to the same people. Your phones might be a little bit more expensive, or you might not have the phone that you want, but you have the phone that does everything you need. You have wisdom in life. It doesn't matter about all that. So shout out to Life Jennings. Shout out to those of us who are walking in wisdom and better money management. Those of you who got yourself locked in a contract, there is a way out. All you have to do is call your carrier and ask them, yeah, check your character too. I don't know where that came from. This is Jay in the Morning. I'm on it already. Just early. My Jennings kicked off the show. It could have been worse. No matter what you're going through, just know there's somebody out there that's going through something worse than you. It really is. Even those of you, you may be experiencing the worst thing in your life, but please believe it could be even worse than that. So be grateful for what you have now. Let's OD on positivity right here on Miss J in the Morning. Today I'm playing all the music that's reminding you of who you are and where you are, where you could be, but thankful that you're not there. Today on Miss J in the Morning, we're going to OD on positivity. Those of you who are new to the show, you don't know what that means. It's a simple quote that says, no matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. That's the Miss J Challenge. Y'all know it takes 21 days to develop a habit, so why not develop a habit of positivity? So let's repeat it. Let's say it together. No matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. Miss J in the Morning, we go OD on positivity. Here's Faith Evans again, and I'll be right back after this.
Trust me.
Faith Evans again right here on Miss J in the Morning. If I had to do it all again, I wouldn't take away the rain because I know it's made me who I am. Those of you who have gone through some things, you're going through some things, I know back in the back of your mind, you're like, please, whatever. I don't want to go through this anymore. I got some regrets that I will never do again. Keep it real with yourself. But the heart of the song truly says that no matter what you're going through, it's the fertilizer. It's the thing that helps to make you grow. It's the rain, the thing that helps you become the strong person that you are today. And if you didn't go through those things, you wouldn't have the wisdom that you have today. You wouldn't have the strength that you have today. You wouldn't have the knowledge and the peace that you have today. And just remember that everything that you're going through, it's not just for you. It's for somebody else. Some things that you're experiencing, you're wondering, why did God allow this to happen in my life? And a few years down the road, you run into somebody or you have a friend that goes through the exact same thing. And your purpose, your destiny in that moment is to be a walking example, a true testament of how great God is and how they can come out of it as well. You have to be mindful that people are watching you. Whether they say it or not, whether you are aware of it or not, people are watching you. They're watching your reaction when you go through certain situations. They're watching your words. They're watching your Facebook page, your Twitter page. They're watching your Instagram photos. They have their eye on you, young and old. So be careful of what you put out there and be grateful for where you are and what you're going through, because you would not be the person that you are today if it was not for that mess that you came through. Today on Miss Day in the Morning, I'm going to play all the songs that's going to encourage you, push you, probe you, and force you to OD on positivity, to remind you of just how great you are, what you've gone through, what you're going through, and some things you might have to experience in the future. Just be aware that God has your best interest at heart. He knows the plans that he has for your life, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Eyes have not seen nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for you. God has prepared some things that are so great for you, you haven't even imagined them yet. All you have to do is tap into the original word, the word that he gave you before you were dispatched in time, before you were formed in your mother's womb. He knew you. He formed you. He sanctified you. You said yes to your assignment, and then he placed you in time. You have maybe been a surprise to your mama and your daddy. You might have been a surprise to your entire family, but you were not a surprise to God. God has a plan for you. I know there's someone out there listening and you're wondering, what in the world am I going to do with my life? Why am I here? I done turned 50 years old and now I'm sitting here wanting to try something totally new. I'm 18 years old and now my mama talking about kicking me out because I got to become a man, I got to become a woman, and I don't know which way to go. Just know that God has a plan. So our life purpose is to remember what he whispered in our ear before we were dispatched in time. Let's OD on positivity. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll have the Ms. J area code check-in. And I got a special announcement. Tomorrow we're going to officially do our Ms. J giveaways, y'all. Y'all want to know what the gift is, right? I said on the first one I'll give y'all a heads up because I know all y'all ghetto folks can go ahead and tell everybody to call in so you can win. But it's okay, let's take a commercial break, and I'll be right back after this. It's Miss J in the Morning.
One Girl Gospel Management presents to you three distinct gospel acts with beautiful voices of praise. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing JDKT, Jesus Does Kind Things, the amazing female gospel trio. And introducing the two youngest ladies of One Girl Gospel Management, Natani Ware and Markeela Walker. You can hear the anointed sounds of all three acts on Reverb Nation or call your radio station and request them now by name. That's JDKT, Natani Ware, and Markeela Walker. CDs are available now at artist-onegirlgospelmdmp.com. Let them anoint your next event with their amazing vocal ability. For booking info, call 501-416-0031 or Facebook at One Girl Gospel MGMT. YouTube and video footage is available under One Girl Gospel MGMT. One Girl Gospel Man is making it happen.
making it happen right here on Midday in the Morning. Shout out to One Girl Gospel Management, Miss Cynthia Harris, the head sister in charge. She is the CEO and manager of Markella Walker, JBKT, and a host of other artists repping Little Rock, Arkansas. Little Rock keeps it on lock. So make sure you support your local artists. I support local artists. I support national artists, but they already got it. They got the contract. They got the big bucks. They got the endorsements. They got all of that. They got the exposure. But those that are working hard, that are working 2 and 3 jobs, they got babysitters so they can perform at night. I support local artists. Shout out to all of you who are getting your hustle on. For your gifts will make room for you. Keep going. Those of you who are out there and need help with your music career or your creative arts venture or business, make sure you log on to MissJProductions.com. We got some services that you can use, even some free things that you need to make sure that you're successful. If you need some guidance, go ahead and hit us up, fill out the contact form, and we'll make sure that representative contacts you. So make sure you log on to MissJProductions.com. Also, log on to our supporters page, a page full of supporters that offers great relationships, relationship advice, great services, great everything for everybody. So no matter what you need, hit us up, and we got your back. Now, those of you who are football fans, y'all know we had the Super Bowl going on, right? I'm talking like I love it, y'all. I am not into the football thing. Let's just get this out in the clear. Ms. J loves sports. I love the spirit of football. Just the sport, I just think is just barbaric. That's just my personal opinion. I'm not knocking any football players. Lord knows I have a 4-year-old son, and I'm pretty sure the thing that I don't want him to do, he'll probably fall in love with, but I'm going to put it out the atmosphere that he will not be playing any football. I'm not hating no football lovers. I'm not hating no football players. I love the spirit of football. It's just a sport. It takes too long, and then you got to stop, and there's blue flags, red flags, green flags. They're counting the yards. I'm not good at math. Then you only get 7 points, but then you might get 1, or you get 6, but only 4. I don't get it. I really do love basketball. It's really simple. You shoot the ball, it makes it in the hoop. You get 2. You get 1, 3. I mean, it's just really simple. That's simple math. I can't do the colors and the yards, and then you got to go back, but you move forward. Then you got to go to one side, but you can't because you didn't hold it right. It just confuses me. But shout out to Super Bowl 47. Those of you who were confused about it, y'all, that XLVII, that's 47. Shout out to the San Francisco 49ers and the BMO Baltimore Ravens took the game. Yes, the Ravens won the Super Bowl. Now, I am from the West Coast, born and raised, Northern California, only about an hour, hour and a half north of San Francisco. So, you know, just to support my hometown, I was just like, all right, I'm going to be with y'all. And then if y'all know anything about my city, it is filled with 49ers and Raiders fans. So if I didn't say that I was for the 49ers, even though I don't even watch football, I knew I was probably going to get beat up or fussed at on the show. So shout out to the 49ers, even though you didn't make it. Now, for the Ravens fans out there, it was quite interesting to me to see everybody on Facebook and Twitter going back and forth about who's going to win. But I really didn't see many Ravens fans to post anything. Like, the 49ers fans were like, yeah, we don't get it, and boo to you, and, you know, just going on and on and on and on and on, and they lost. The Ravens fans, y'all was quiet. It seemed like y'all was just like, I don't know if we're going to win, Lord. Lord, I'm hoping we win. I'm a Ravens fan, but I ain't going to say it too much. So I'm only going to post it one time, so by the time all the San Francisco post comes up, then mine will be out the news feed. But then when y'all won, I was like, I didn't know everybody was a Ravens fan. I didn't know we had this many on Facebook. Oh, now y'all want to say something. Now y'all want to say something because y'all done won. And that's why I love the spirit of football. Everybody was going back and forth. Now, I have to admit, when the Niners played the Falcons, I was kind of like partial because those of you who know and you've been following me, even though I was born and raised in California, I lived in Atlanta, Georgia for 13 years. So I was kind of torn. I was, I don't know. Do I want the Falcons to go to the Super Bowl or do I want the 49ers to go to the Super Bowl. I have to support y'all even though I don't watch the game. And so the Falcons didn't make it. But, you know, shout out to, you know, the East Coast for making it that far to get to the playoffs. Shout out to the 49ers for getting to the Super Bowl. And congratulations for the Ravens to actually win. Now, of course, we're going to talk about some things that happened. I'm not going to get into some sports because the scores and highlights, I don't even know. So I ain't even going to act like it. I don't even want to go there. I'm going to go to the things that y'all know I was paying attention to, was halftime, the singing, everything that was off on the side. That's what Miss J was paying attention to. So we're going to talk about such an awesome Super Bowl. I mean, from the ones that I have watched, I believe that the entertainment this year was superb. I truly believe that it was awesome. Shout out to Alicia Keys, Beyonce, Destiny Child official reunion was on the Super Bowl. I mean, we haven't seen them live in, like, unseen years. They just released their new album. We'll talk about that in a minute. Jay Hud, Jennifer Hudson, sometimes looks like her. Hey, even though she's losing weight, the girl looks good. And the Sandy Hook Elementary School chorus. I mean, there was some awesome highlights in the Super Bowl this year. So I just want to give a shout-out to all the coordinators because every year I'm thinking, how can they top this? How can they do this even better? And they continue to do it. But y'all know something crazy had to happen, right? When the lights went out. What in the world? Really? Never in the history of Super Bowl-um. Yeah, I just made that up. Never in the history of Super Bowl-um did the lights ever go out. They was in the Mercedes Stadium, y'all. And lights going to go out. Y'all to pay y'all bills. Come on now. I truly think that was just like my personal opinion. I'm not a conspiracist, but y'all know I'll be on some other stuff, right? I truly think that was just to cause like some mess. I don't think that was an accident. It was reported that the bowl, it's called a fault censoring system. They have a system that censors when there's a problem, when there's anything, any abnormality, quote, unquote. So there was the sensor sensed the abnormality, you know what I'm saying, something that was abnormal, something that wasn't right in the system, y'all. It sensed it, and so it shuts off the lights to isolate where the problem is. Y'all know how many light bulbs is in that place? So I think it's actually awesome. It's kind of like your Christmas lights. If one is messed up, it's going to mess up the whole thing. So instead of going through the whole string of lights trying to find the problem, what the system does is shuts everything that's good down so you can isolate where the issue is. So that's what happened, but it took over 30 minutes. Like, it was a long time. I mean, people start, you know, the fans is crazy. They start doing stuff, and it was right at, like, one of them moments where the 49ers was like, and you didn't know which way it was going to go. So people saying, like, the Niners had did it to try to mess up the Ravens or whatever. And the Ravens is kind of like, well, you know, we won anyway. But it gave the 49ers came back. You know, it gave them a chance to catch their breath, to stretch, to re-get themselves, you know, together, to pump themselves back up. And they came hard. I mean, the Ravens won, but they did not. 49ers did not go down without a fight. And regardless of how I feel about football and if I like it or not, I would say, in my opinion, it was a good game. Now, the lights going out and the fault sensing system, I don't know. I really think they just wanted to add something to make this the most memorable Super Bowl. Now they got all the things, and Beyonce took the lights out. You know, they saying all that. You know, people, media would do some stuff just to say something crazy about something crazy. So now this goes down as the first time in history that there's ever been an issue like that at the Super Bowl. They're saying it's bigger than, Justin Timberlake and Janet with the boob. Yeah, you know, the lights went out. Oh, now it's just something big. I don't know, y'all. This is Super Bowl media entertainment. It's crazy. They do crazy things to get crazy responses, but we love it. I mean, people were actually posting about Beyonce took the lights out because she just did good and all this crazy stuff. So I'm not hating. I'm just saying, hey. But we'll talk more about the Super Bowl in a little bit. We want to get back into some more music right now. Now let's get back to our local artists. Y'all know that every single week I like to bring in something new, somebody fresh, somebody you ain't heard of that's not at the Super Bowl performing but doing major things across the globe. And so this new artist that I love, grown to love him. He's not only my Morehouse brother, but he's also my Newberg brother. Shout out to Keenan Martin. Keenan Martin is a local artist out there representing the East Coast, the Dirty South. Met him in Atlanta at church, found out that he was attending Morehouse College. Y'all know I'm a Spelmanite. Morehouse is my brother college. And they have some great talent there. And this boy can sing his butt off. He just released a new project, In the Motive of Love, where he does his spin, his take on some new songs, some songs that we love, some songs that we've heard before and some that we have not heard. So I'm going to play Ken Martin, K-Mart, Just the Way You Are, his rendition of the hit song from Bruno Mars. So I want y'all to take a listen, and y'all let me know what y'all think about his vocals. It's Miss J in the Morning, new release, a new phase maybe. Ken Martin, Just the Way You Are, right here on Miss J in the Morning. Keenmartin.com. keyenmartin.com. That's K-E-E-Y-E-N, martin.com. That's Just the Way You Are, a remix of the original song by Bruno Mars. So y'all hit me up all over the forum. Y'all let me know what you think about his vocals. The boy is bad. He's on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. The entire album is free, y'all. Now, y'all know I'm giving y'all too much. Y'all done got about 4 albums now for free. A lot of free stuff. Mentioning free stuff, y'all know we got the area code check-in coming up, and I will let you know what I'm giving away this week. Yes, some of y'all out there just waiting to hear what it is so y'all can call in and try to win. But it's okay. I'm going to go ahead and take a commercial break. When we get back, it is finally time for the Midday Area Code Check-In. So everybody, call in right now, 714-816-4743. Midday Area Code Check-In right after this.
Hey, y'all. This is M. Michelle, and I always OD on positivity, each and every day. Right here on Miss J in the Morning.
Live worldwide. Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. BST, 10 a.m. EST. Focus. OD. Overdose on positivity. Variety show. Inspirational music. Uplifting topics. Resources. Spoken word artists. Bands. Comedians. And event promotions. Subscribe to the show. blogtalkradio.com/Miz. MIZ-J-Productions. Join us in our chat room, video cast, and special giveaway. The website, www.MizJProductions.com.
Make sure you log on to the website. There you can find out all the latest information and links to everything that I offer right here on Miz J in the Morning. MizJProductions.com is a place you want to be. Become my friend on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. I want to take this moment real quick to give a shout out to all of my new subscribers. Like, those of you who watch me on YouTube, I really, truly appreciate the support. Shout out to the deaf and hard of hearing community. Of course, they're deaf, so they probably cannot hear the radio show. But those of you who know me know that I am passionate and involved in the deaf and hard of hearing community. And I do have a few special videos out there, just a little treat for them and involved. And so they're following me, they're subscribing, they're supporting even the show. And they're deaf, y'all. They can't even hear the radio show, and they supported me, and the ones that could hear it, we ain't even going to get into it. I ain't even going to start preaching right now. I'm just going to remind y'all of the first song that was played by Life Jennings, It Could Have Been Worse. That's all I'm going to say. We're going to talk about that at a whole other show, but right now what we're going to get into is the Miz J area code check-in. Those of you who call in, I see you when I got you logged in. So I've been logging everybody in. Folks have been texting me talking about, well, this is my one area code, but I'm in another area, so you got to say another area code. You see how folks do on the show? Yes, I'm calling you out. All of y'all who send me text messages and Facebook messages, I'm calling you all out. It's crazy, but I love the support, and I love the love. So here we go, 209-916-510-878-310-702-678-404-662-313-917-404-323-402-213-864-202-864-204-334. And by way of 209-318. Shout out to everybody who's called in. Thank you so much. Those of you who are listening on your computer, I appreciate you. Shout out to the PCs and the Macs. No matter how you got linked in, definitely appreciate you. Y'all know now you can listen live on iArtistRadio.com. Ain't that hot? Ain't that hot? So make sure you log on iArtistRadio.com. Check out my page. That's 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then you can come over here, blogtalkradio.com, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Y'all know how we do it. We just all over the place. We are live around the world. Those of you who are continuing, okay, I got to tell y'all this too. I'm just excited about today because all the love that I'm getting. Don't worry, I'm going to get through the whole show and y'all can listen to some more music. But there's a person, I'm not going to say their name just to protect the innocent and the guilty. There's a person, actually two people, that are in South Africa. I can't even pronounce their names properly, and I don't even know how to pronounce the country that they're in. But, it's amazing that they continue to send me emails to just encourage me. They're not, you know, I've had some experiences with some people overseas with emails, and I thought it was kind of crazy. I mean, you know, all the scammers where they're trying to get you to get something from Western Union, and then you got to send the money back. No, it's not like that. Like, they truly are showing me love and just saying, we appreciate the music that you are playing and the kind words that you were sharing. I really do love that. And then shout out to the ones that are in Canada. I have, like, a whole list of people that are listening in Canada that are like, this is amazing. I'm like, I really do love the love, and I am in awe because I truly did not expect for people to actually respond the way that they are. And so now I've only been on air for 5 months, and we have over 15,000 faithful listeners. That's not even including the people that just listen one time or not. These are the people that continue to call in frequently. I love it. It makes me feel so good. And everybody say, well, it's not in the numbers. Yes, it is, because every single caller, all 15,344 of you who continue to call in daily are showing me the greatness that God has placed in me and confirming that I am in the place that I'm supposed to be and doing what I'm supposed to do. So I appreciate that. I am boasting in the Lord, and I am loving that I am in his perfect will, not just his permissive will. And the safest place to be is in the will of God. And I love you all. So shout out to all of you. So let's get into the Ms. J giveaways. Y'all know I said for a while, all at the top of the year, that I'm going to start giving away some stuff. Those of you who are calling in and supporting me, I got to give back to you. All of my sponsors and people that are giving me gifts and things to give away, I love it. This week, I want to pay homage to Northern California. Those of you who know, the only way that you can qualify is to rep your city the most. The area code that's representing the most is who I'm going to choose to bless. So how do you qualify? Get everybody with the same area code to continue to call in. So this week, I'm going to announce the day soon. Actually, it will be tomorrow, so y'all just go ahead and call in. I'm giving away some concert tickets. I'm not going to tell you who it is, but I know it'll be in Northern California. So those of you who are out of state, sorry, I'm going to get you soon. But those of you who are in NorCal, there's a concert coming up this week. Everybody wants to be there. Everybody going to love it. I'm giving away free tickets, y'all. Free tickets to go to the concert for free. And Ms. J going to be there, so y'all get to chill with me. How about that? We'll meet each other up there. We'll chill, have an awesome time at the concert. I ain't going to tell you who it is because I know y'all going to say, well, I ain't going to listen today. I'm just going to listen tomorrow so you can win the tickets. I get it. I know how y'all do. But it's okay. I love you anyway. No matter what anyone says about you, no matter what anyone does to you, make a choice today to be positive in every way. That's the Ms. J Challenge, y'all. We're going to OD on positivity. And before you can move forward in life, sometimes you have to let some people go. In life's journey, it's going to be some casualties, some tragedies, but you cannot be delayed because of other people's refusal to move forward. You got to move forward. You got to let go of the baggage. So we're going to play an oldie but greatie. My girl, Erica Badu, Bag Lady. Don't miss your bus. Let it go. Miss J in the morning.
Dragging all them bags. What up, everybody? It's your boy DJ Maestro One, and I'm listening to my home girl, Miss J, in the morning.
Y'all ready to get lifted? Put it up top.
Can be higher than this.
let us see higher than this. What could be higher than the greatest love of all? The clothes, the money, it don't even matter if you ain't got that type of love. How do you receive that type of love? Some of y'all have never experienced the love that most talk about. Y'all really truly think it's a fairy tale. You got to do what Erykah Badu says right before that. You got to let the bags go. That was Bag Lady right before Higher Than This. I mixed it up a bit, y'all. I did the video version instead of the regular. Y'all thought somebody was like, something happened to the song. Because y'all was singing along with it and slipped it up a bit. Y'all know I got to mix it up for you right here on this day in the morning. Erykah Badu and Lettucey hitting us up, helping us OD on positivity. We got to get to where we're going, and we got to do, even though you might be doing what somebody else does, you are doing it the best way that you can. There are tons of chains of grocery stores, restaurants, fast food restaurants, but each and every one of them have their own stats, have their own sales, have their own market, have their own customers and clients. The same with us. You might be doing the same thing somebody else does, but they can't do it like you. You got your own stats. You got your own clients, your own customers, your own blessings, your own favor. It's all tailored to you. Can't nobody do what you do the way you do it. And you can't do it the way nobody else do it, so quit trying. And in that, we're going to get talk more about the Super Bowl. You know my highlights that I love. So shout out to Alicia Keys. This girl is a fire. Y'all know I don't sing, right? And I'm kind of tired of that This Girl's on Fire song because they just playing it out. But the girl can sing. She bad. I always love Alicia Keys. So she set new records by just singing the national anthem. Now, how many times, how many years, how many Super Bowls we've had people singing the national anthem? Well, Alicia Keys, with her soulful acoustic rendition, actually set some records. She has the record of stretching it out to be the longest, 156 seconds. The song is really short and only takes a few seconds, y'all, about a minute, probably even less than that, maybe just a minute long. But with her pauses and her runs and holding the notes and all the things and the solo that she put in there, it took a total of 156 seconds. She surpassed the record of Natalie Cole, Nat King Cole's daughter. Oh, a great in the industry. Can't even get on Natalie Cole. Natalie Cole sang for 152 seconds. So Alicia Keys has passed her by 4 seconds, y'all, and set the record. She also set the record of being able to play the piano and do it acoustically. And the last time somebody did that was in 2007 with Billy Joel. But it doesn't happen often. Most people are accompanied, so she played herself. So shout out to Alicia Keys for singing a national anthem. Something that's done all over the place, every sports show, every sports arena, but she is setting records, doing it her way. Y'all know she is bad. The girl is on fire. Now, also, let's get back into some more music. Y'all know I love me some Jennifer Hudson. I love some Jay Hood. I've been loving her ever since American Idol. I voted for her about 5 times. I love Jennifer Hudson. I love her voice. And no matter what she sings, she always brings a piece of, like a sense of spirit. It ain't really just that gospel growl and that thing that she does. It's just that she has it. She has it. And now that she done got on Weight Watchers and the lost weight and doing what she's supposed to do, I love it. And she sang America the Beautiful and was backed up by the Sandy Hook Elementary School Chorus. Now, wasn't that beautiful? I mean, everybody was, I mean, the commercials was crazy. We're going to have a whole other show about the commercials. The commercials was crazy. Everybody was laughing and in good spirits. But that brought just a sense of just joy and peace and hope to see these kids after experiencing something so crazy to still be able to stand in front of all those people with straight faces, and they was grooving, getting their little rock on, and I loved it. And Jay Hud tore it up, so shouts out to her. She is being praised all over the news and on the internet. All the highlights are saying how gorgeous she looks. She's staying fit, losing weight, so shouts out to her. Back to Beyonce, but not Faith and No Lace. Beyonce knows. With the Destiny's Child debut, I mean, they really haven't been seen performing anywhere, so they decided to do it for the Super Bowl. Now, she is getting some more flack. Of course, they wanted to know if she was going to do it live or if she was going to lip sync. And I want to tell y'all, look, everybody has lip sync, all the greats. And when you have something like the presidential inauguration, they are not going to take any risks. for the lights to go out or the mics to go out and have something happen to ruin the spirit. So that's why she lip-synced and supported her, but it was her pre-recording, so it's still her voice, and she gave an awesome performance, and we ain't going to knock her for that. But, of course, you know, she's been having to fight this whole thing if she's going to do it live or not. So now that she did it live, she's getting flack that the sound wasn't good enough. You see how folks do you? You sit there, you're trying to be perfect and have some backing, and sing along with the track so you won't mess up and you get flack for it. But you say, okay, well, I'm going to do it live and show y'all I can do it, and you get flack for that too. Can't win for losing. That's what my grandma used to say. You can't win for losing. Somebody always going to have something to say. So she kept doing it, gave her performance. Michelle Williams, I'm telling you, popped up there. Kelly Rowland popped up there. Destiny's Child, they did Bootylicious. Independent women, now they're getting flack because Beyonce said she really didn't like Bootylicious. She wrote the song because she was gaining weight and she just wanted to, you know, talk about it and make light of the situation. Everybody's talking about booty something and it's getting on her nerves, but she's made tons of money with both songs, Bootylicious and Independent Woman. So, shout out to Destiny's Child for coming back. Now, their new album, Love Songs, has a single called Nuclear. And it's not really doing that good. So y'all know I'm going to have to do a review about it, right? So I want y'all to stay with me on that. But I just want to give a shout-out to everybody who did some great things on the Super Bowl. I was actually excited to watch halftime, all the lights and cameras and sparks and flashes and Beyonce throwing a weave. And they was in some black leather, and everybody was doing great things. The spirit was high. The underdog actually won. People didn't think the Ravens was going to do it, and it really gave me hope about life. People may look at you in a certain way and feel that you're not going to make it. You might even look at yourself and say, I don't have what it takes to do it, but God, in spite of all the challenges you've been through, you're still standing. Just like Beyonce, despite all the hateration she's doing, she's still flaying that hair with flair, and you doing it the same. Despite of all the situations that you've been through, focus on all the great things that you have on this day. OD on positivity in every way you can. Make sure you look in the mirror and pick out all the great features. Ignore the things. Okay, your skin ain't as good as it used to be, but it ain't as bad as it could be. Your hair ain't flowing like it was. You might have a short little do, but you still look good with it. Do it how you do it. Celebrate the greatness in your life, and remember that you are so, 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 so blessed. So I'm going to leave you today with my girl Jill Scott, So Blessed. I love you guys, and I look forward to hearing from you in the morning. Mwah!
This is the last take for the night. Understand it's kind of late, and I gotta get home to my son, cause he's so special to me. I mean, I gotta see him, I need to breathe him. That's my baby, don't call me crazy. I love the studio, but I love them all. Let me give you what I got, so I woke up in the morning feeling fresh to death. I'm so blessed, yes, yes. I went to sleep stressed, woke up refreshed. I'm so blessed, yes, yes. Water in my face and everything is in its place. Peace of mind, even my grace. I'm so blessed, yes, yes, yes. My grandma almost lived to see 92. I'm so blessed, yes, 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 yes. My son was born healthy and beautiful. I'm so blessed, yes, yes. My mama's on my right side, daddy on my left. My son, father doing his absolute. I'm so blessed, blessed. Less, less. Yeah, yeah, yes. And I know what I know. And I know what I know. Trouble gon' happen, it's just the way it be. Ain't nothing coming easily in this life. Sometimes you gotta work and you gotta grow and it gotta hurt. I'm sure you know, take a look around. Woke up this morning listening to this song, you're so blessed. Yes, yes, gonna rock the joint.